Welcome to A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg, with Christine Ahrens and Christy Nickel. On today's Winnipeg Slice, Canada 150 has attracted both positive and negative attention, and while it's easy to get lost in the excitement surrounding the festivities, many communities are stepping back from the celebrations. Here's a taste of why some are choosing not to celebrate Canada 150.
So today we are joined by a very special guest, Michael Champagne. Today's show is all about Canada's 150th birthday. There are a few different perspectives that Canada can be viewed from, so I wanted to have you on the show to get your perspective. What do you think of when you hear Canada's 150th?
Well, it has appeared for the last year, and it looks like it's going to be into the foreseeable future, that the government of Canada is really prioritizing the messaging of Canada 150. To some people, it would be at the expense of meaningful work. As of Aboriginal Day, the 21st, it was 510 days of inaction from the time the tribunal said you need to stop underfunding child welfare supports for children. So that's 510 days of the government saying, we love Indigenous peoples, we want to help Indigenous peoples. Meanwhile, the government is not acting. So this leaves many Indigenous people asking the question, what exactly is it we are celebrating?
Yeah. And looking forward 150 years, how can we align ourselves so everyone can celebrate Canada together?
The situations that have led to the poor health outcomes that Indigenous kids and families are facing are a result of systemic neglect or systemic intentions. Perhaps the intentions were good, the impacts were not. Mm-hmm. So the only way that I know how to fix this is for us to quit saying that our solutions that we need are complex solutions. The problems and the systems are complex, yes. The solutions are actually quite simple. You need water, you need food, you need love, you need safety. Boom. Do you know what Indigenous people need? All of those things. Mm-hmm. And when my relatives in Shamattawa have the same access that you do to those things, then I will gladly say thank you, Canada, for what you've done.
That was only 2 minutes of a very engaging and informative conversation I had with Michael Champagne. To hear the full interview, visit cncwpg.org.
This has been A Winnipeg Slice with Christy Nickel and Christine Ahrens on 93.7 CJNU. A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg.